Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yap Time, COVID edition.
Oh, God.
No, not actually. But yes, this episode is delayed. It's Thursday. Hello, happy Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Happy Thursday, and also happy a week later than it should have been.
Mm-hmm. We did. We got COVID. And you're pretty much better now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lingering cough that's probably going to be with me. So if I cough very loudly,
I'll cut it out.
You'll cut it out. So you'll never see it. No, yeah, we got the big C. Well,
yeah, sorry guys, I got the big C.
COVID, maybe not the big C.
Oh God, yeah. I got COVID. Last time you heard from us was right before VidCon, and then Trevor and I went to VidCon, and we were super excited because we really struggled to go to Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
Because of our dogs, and we're just kind of far from it, so it's always like a whole thing.
We're far from it, but we're like an hour and a half drive. But it is far.
In Disney hours, 3 hours is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of time. So we always like would leave later, leave early from the park, have to get a babysitter or figure something out. And so we were super excited to be at VidCon in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to spend a whole day at Disney.
Yeah. No, it was a ton of fun. It was great because the hotel that VidCon put us up at is literally right across the street from Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we had an entire day where we got up, got ready, and we just walked across the street to the park. And it was awesome. And also because of that, because we walked there,
mm-hmm.
we as adults in our mid-20s,
uh-huh.
we got a little inebriated.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
It was fun. It was like probably the best day of my life.
Really?
Well, we were having so much fun.
It was truly joyful. You know, it.
I was like, maybe it is the happiest place on earth.
we just found ourselves, I don't know. It was the best. We're just going to reminisce about this day because I know it sounds cheesy and like, yeah, we're Disney adults. We're not Disney adults.
I'm not a Disney adult, but.
We're not Disney adults. We aren't even like, I mean, we've lived here for a while now
mm-hmm.
and we've been together to Disney once, right? No, twice.
Once because obviously
mm-hmm.
you have to go once, and then the second time we took my mom because she's never been.
Yeah.
We
took your mom. So that was like, you know, a family, but like just mm-hmm. the two of us just mm-hmm. going for fun. This was like,
it's a different vibe.
Yeah. And we don't go. So we don't go that often. We're mm-hmm. not like, we don't have annual passes. We're not going all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we got a little inebriated and it was truly joyous.
It was awesome. I think like being able to be there all day, like, God, when did we go?
I think we got up and we were probably in the park at like 10.
By 10,
yeah.
Yeah. And then we left at like 10, probably.
Yeah, something like
that. It was so awesome.
Yeah, we didn't stay for the fireworks because, I mean, yeah, we were exhausted. Like, it's 12 hours of walking around. Like,
our step count was literally over 20K. That day.
It was crazy. It was insane. Like, my legs hurt. Like, I'm a pretty mm-hmm. active person. I've been mm-hmm. training for a boxing match
mm-hmm.
and like, so I'm like moving. And mm-hmm. by the end of the day walking, I was like, my knees hurt.
And for me, a person who's not active.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about being inebriated at the park, though, mm-hmm. made it really easy to walk around with you. We talked about like at one point, what were we walking between? The cars. We went to California Adventure first because I've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first time there. And we were trying to get onto a Cars ride and then we were going.
Yeah, we walked between like Cars and then we went to like up towards Soarin' Over the World.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were just walking back and forth multiple times because if you haven't been to Disneyland California Adventure, there's a Cars ride mm-hmm. in Cars Land and it's always got the longest line and like impossible to get. And even for like the Fast Pass, we got Fast Pass, which mm-hmm. like, again, not sure how useful it is. It is useful a little bit, but probably not worth like how much or like mm-hmm. Lightning Lane or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But anyway, like you have to buy the Lightning Lane pass for this ride separately. And it was also broken down like multiple times mm-hmm. throughout the day. But we just showed up and we're like, I don't know, maybe we'll wait in line. Like the wait isn't this long. And we show up and there's a guy there who mm-hmm. is a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, he was the greatest. His name was Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, big fan, like love your stuff. He's like, you're super cool. He's like, come back in like half an hour to an hour. He's like, the ride's like not up right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, but I'll put your name on a list and just come say your name and you'll be in like the
fast
line
pass.
In the fast pass. And I was like, dude, that's the greatest.
Yeah. This was the first time I've seen Trevor like maybe be a little bit big ego. Like your head was like, oh my God, this is what fame can do. He was so pumped, like in the most sincere way. You're like, being famous is awesome.
Yeah. It wasn't even like big ego. It was like, this is what I do it for. Mm-hmm. Like this, like that. That was like, I was like being able to get someone to give me a fast pass to like one of the one of the longest wait rides at Disney. I was like, this is the perks. This is the benefits. I've
living
done
a
it.
Life.
Yeah. Like, I was feeling so much joy. We went and got ice cream at the Cozy Cone.
Oh my
Motel.
God. The best ice cream ever.
It was.
The best ice cream ever.
It was the best ice cream ever. It was just everything about this day. Everything was so much fun. And it was like hot out and we were walking a lot.
We both got a little sunburned.
We both got a little sunburned, but literally nothing mattered. Like
nothing mattered. It was so much fun. Like just going everywhere and being like, I want an ice cream. And so we're going to get it. There was one point where I got like the slushy thing and I thought I was going to really enjoy it, but it wasn't very good. And then you were like, just throw it away.
Yeah.
You're like, if you're not in love with it, just get rid of it. And then we went, threw it away and got ice cream cones instead.
Yeah.
It was so freaking good.
Yeah. This was like, I was like, spare no expense. I was like, this is our ideal Disney day where we don't have to worry about the dogs. Mm-hmm. They're with a babysitter. We don't have to worry about driving home after. Like, I was like, we're going to have as much fun as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, if you get a snack that you don't like, don't have it just for the sake of having it. Like, let's just get a better snack.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then lunch. Where did we have lunch?
I don't know. I don't remember the names of the places.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be my issue too. Well, in the California Adventure side, there's like this little outdoor patio, Italian looking
pasta
place. And oh my God, I had the best lunch ever.
Yeah. The pasta was delicious.
Oh my God. We have to go back.
Yeah. You want to go back?
I got the shrimp Alfredo, guys. It was perfect.
Yeah, Raven loves shrimp Alfredo.
I love shrimp Alfredo. And this was like above and beyond for me.
Yeah. No, they did great work.
Immaculate.
Because I've had like pretty like food at Disney.
100%.
I've had like food that I'm like, oof, like that was like not worth the $80 I spent on one entree. Mm-hmm. But they did good work at this pasta place.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like every ride was magical in its own way.
Mm. It was like such a, I don't know, just like everything was aligning on that day.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'd have to think about it. But I feel like there was multiple situations where we were just like, wow, this turned out better than it could have, or like the best way it could have possibly turned out. It did.
No,
it was awesome.
It was like all the ride timings like were lining up. It was just, oh my God, the first ride we went on, the Incredicoaster.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which was very fun.
Is that like the biggest coaster at Disney?
I think so. I think like that and then like Space Mountain. It's hard to know how big Space Mountain is because it's in the dark.
Yeah, I feel like that one's not as crazy. It might be really big, but it doesn't do like an upside down loop.
No, it doesn't do a loop. No, the Incredicoaster, formerly known as California Screamin'. Mm. That's the thing. Also, yeah, you wouldn't have been to California. California Adventure used to not have really many themed rides.
That's crazy to think about.
Like when I first went to California Adventure, it was like you had the Tower of Terror and then it was California Screamin'. And instead of soaring over the world, it was soaring over California. And it was
Was it just California visuals?
Yeah. It was cool. You go through like orange orchards and stuff and around and like through the mountains and whatnot.
Okay.
It was still the same, like very relaxing, like fun, chill ride. But yeah, it wasn't like all like Pixar themed stuff. Mm-hmm. There was no Cars Land.
Dude, I'm obsessed with the Cars area.
The Cars area is genuinely so cool.
It's so cool. I think like nothing ever has gotten me. Like I was not a Disney kid even. Mm-hmm. So I didn't watch like Disney movies growing up. When I went to Disneyland for the first time when I was like 15, it wasn't like a wowing experience for me. Like it wasn't super exciting. I wasn't like, oh, this is like super awesome. But the California Adventure side is so much more like things that I actually like. And I didn't realize that. But going to the Cars area, it's literally like walking on the set of the movie.
Yeah. No, the set of the movie, like it was filmed on location.
Yeah. Well, if it was, it would have been there because it was literally like crazy seeing it one for one, like all the locations, you know, from the movie just like real life size. I don't know.
No, it is. You're right. It is insane. Like, especially, I think if you were to walk through that area with no people, like if you take all the people out, I think it'd be even more mind blowing. Like,
yeah.
This is just a long street and it's cars. It's Radiator Springs.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. The Cozy Cone Motel area is super, super sick.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, it's. Cars World is, or Cars Land is crazy.
Cars Land?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think when you compare it to places like Harry Potter World, Harry Potter World is like, you think it's going to feel like you're walking in the actual places, but it's not. Like, you can't suspend your belief about, like, how small the stories actually are inside, and, like, everything's kind of cramped and, like, scaled down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I could talk about Cars forever. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I just love that I felt little.
Yeah.
It felt like a really big place. And then Harry Potter World and stuff like that, it just feels like you could walk it really quick and it's like, oh, yeah, this is not Harry Potter World.
No, the Cars area is super sick. And I think that's like kind of what they're trying to do with like the Marvel area.
Mm.
Tower of Terror, formerly Tower of Terror, now Guardians of the Galaxy.
Your favorite ride.
Something. It's so good. You were very scared to go on it.
I was super scared to go on it because you made me super scared.
How did I make you super scared?
You were
scared?
Just like really warning me. And like, I've also heard so many terrible things. Like, well, great things. I've heard really great things. Like, everyone loved Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
But like hearing that it was a big drop, I thought it was going to be one of those like really tall carnival rides, like the ones that you're like kind of strapped to the outside of it. And then it takes you all the way up and like suspense. And then you just like, I don't know. Free fall down.
Yeah.
I've never been on one of those because that terrifies me. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that's what it was going to be. And it's not. It was so much fun.
It's a whole theatrical experience.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's very awesome.
That's the thing about like the new rides that they're doing is they are like, they're experiences. Like they're putting you inside like these crazy, crazy like things. Same with like the Star Wars one.
The new Star Wars one is awesome.
Yeah. It's just like you're inside of, it's not just a ride. I don't know. They got crazy stuff going on, but
they're doing great work.
You're right. It was just like, we kept saying we're like in our own little world.
Mm-hmm.
This was a pretty busy day. Like it wasn't a slow Disney day. You know, it was in the summer. It was a Friday in the summer. So, but yeah, we just like everything around us was just, nothing.
It was
bother
angelic.
Us. It was angelic. We were just like floating through Disney, going on all these rides, having churros.
Amazing food. Oh my God. We had two.
We
went to get churros twice.
Should we? How many corn dogs did we eat?
You had one. And then later we both had one. So you had two. I had one.
I had two corn dogs, two churros, pasta, ice cream. And anything else? Or was that mostly it?
It felt like we were eating all day.
Yeah. I think we were. We were like pretty much eating in between all of our
rides. Every single ride.
Yeah. I wonder why that was. And then we did, the Toy Story, Toy Story Midway Mania, the arcade game one.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were super pumped to take me to that.
Yeah.
It's like a player 1v1 ride.
Yeah, you like put on these 3D glasses and then you sit in this car and you essentially just like shoot stuff on a screen to get points. It looks really awesome and I beat you.
I tried really hard.
You did. You were beating me for a minute there too.
For the first two or three rounds.
For a few rounds, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I locked in. I had to get my form down. We did the swing. That's one thing we were doing, which was really fun, is we were kind of going on some of like the quote unquote like lame rides.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't the big ones. Mm-hmm. And they were so much fun too.
They were so much fun. Yeah. I think that's the way to live.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to go and just do like the big attractions.
Mm-hmm.
Like being on the rides that kind of suck is part of the experience.
Yeah.
And it's awesome if you're with someone that is like fun.
Yeah. No, we were just like on these swings. We took some fire Polaroids. I got a Polaroid of you on the swing, like swoop with the one that we spin around and you're like, yeah.
That was super fun. The Cars one where we did like a little dance, that was like low key fun. You were freaking out.
Yeah.
You were being thrown around. It's like you hop into these cars.
Yeah.
And then they just do like a little, I don't know, like freaking performance.
It's essentially a teacup style ride. Yes. Like you're in a car and it's kind of moving around in this grid with a bunch of other ones mm-hmm. and they're spinning and doing mm-hmm. stuff. But they were low-key moving fast. They were spinning fast. Because you're just in a bench. You're not like tied down with uh-uh. anything. Like it's yeah. a children's ride.
Yeah.
And so I was just like kind of going like loose jello and just like flying.
Yeah, you were screaming.
Yeah.
I was freaking out.
I was laughing.
No, you were like screaming.
I was not screaming.
You were tossing around and just like yelping
this
and whooping.
This is revisionist history. I was having a good time.
It was so funny.
It was awesome. Soaring over the world. That was like an ethereal experience.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
That was
especially after being on your feet all day mm-hmm. or even it wasn't even all day at that point, but after being on your feet at all, just being able to like float, dangle and your feet,
dangle your feet. And then like the breeze mm-hmm. and just like kind of kicking your feet and just like, I don't know. It was magical. Yeah. That ride is like, I think above all else, I was like, that ride felt a little spiritual. It was just I was in another world when I was on that ride. It was like, yeah. it was like resetting.
Mm-hmm.
It was good too. Cause it was kind of like one of the last things we did at California Adventure. So mm-hmm. it was sort of like a midway through our day. A
little reset.
We had this little soaring over the world,
mm-hmm.
soaring around the world, whatever it's called. Yeah. And then I'm trying to think if there were any other like big rides. I think that's pretty much all we did at California. Right.
Dude, I'm the worst at remembering, but we did it all and we had so much fun doing it.
It was so much fun. And then, you know, we were originally going to only go to California. Then mm-hmm. I was like, let's go to Disney too.
And honestly, that probably would have been fine with me.
Yeah. I could have. Yeah. Next time we go, we'll probably only do one park and I'm totally down to like redo rides.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
such a ride redoer. Mm-hmm.
Go eat pasta twice. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah.
Lunch and dinner.
That was crazy though. We didn't buy anything.
No,
we didn't. Usually when we go places, we like we'll like go in like a lot of the gift shops. We weren't mm-hmm. even going in the gift shops.
Yeah, I'm a big like don't laugh, like junk hater.
Okay.
Don't look at the floor.
Okay, we have a lot of junk.
Okay, yes, I have a lot of junk. But when it comes to like little trinkets and like, I don't know, little things. So don't look behind me. What are you
I'm
doing?
Not looking behind you.
The stuff I have is like cute decoration.
No, it is. It's
and it's
cute
stuff
decoration.
I've accumulated like over the years.
Yeah.
And it's cute. What uh-huh. I mean is like getting a freaking like Disney hat.
Oh,
that I'm
yeah.
never gonna use. And getting like three keychains.
Uh-huh.
Like we already did that. The
no,
first
yeah.
time we went, we both got a keychain. I think that's enough.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't like it. And Disney merch is so Disney too, you mm-hmm. know? It's like it's something that you look at it and you're like, yeah, this looks cool because I'm at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as I leave Disney, I'm never going to want to use mm-hmm. this.
No, like, literally.
Why would I want to have a Mickey Mouse fanny pack?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And growing up is realizing that.
Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, yeah, even what, 2 years ago, we fell for it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We did.
My first time at Disney, I got the big wizard hat.
See, that's cool, though. I would get a big wizard hat. I do. The one thing I did want that we looked for, we didn't look for it this time, but we looked for it the first time we were there, is the Ratatouille ears
mm-hmm.
that have the little chef hat.
Yeah.
We
did really want to get you the Ratatouille hat, but notice how we forgot for years
mm-hmm.
until we went back to Disney.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, wait, well, you never got that thing.
And we didn't even bring your ears.
Yeah.
You didn't even bring your ears.
Well, I mean, that was too many levels of like preparation.
Yeah.
That means I had to not only pack for VidCon, but remember that we were going to Disney and then think about what Disney gear I wanted to take. And that was not going to happen. We yeah. packed like, oh my God. Yeah. Before we went to VidCon, we went to a Dodgers game
mm-hmm.
with your parents.
Yeah.
And then we came home and then we packed and we drove to Anaheim. So
yeah,
there was zero preparation, actually.
There was so little. And we were so tired because we were planning. Yeah. We went to see a Dodger game with my parents and we were planning to go the following morning, but my first VidCon thing on Thursday was at like 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we're going to have to drive in traffic down to Anaheim on a mm-hmm. Thursday morning,
mm-hmm.
which would be brutal. So we're like, what if we just show up to the hotel at like midnight tonight or 1 a.m. or whatever?
Yeah.
No, and thank God we did that. But yeah, we didn't we packed, and as we were walking out the door, I think I literally said, like, look, if we forgot anything, it's an hour and a half away. Like, mm-hmm. we can yeah. buy it there, or I can come back and get it.
But, yeah.
No, it was a good time. Then we went to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
The main park.
I don't even remember that. I feel like at that point of the day, what did we do over there?
What did we do? Well, when we went there, we were like, we're going to do our favorites.
Just Star Wars.
Because we've already been there before a couple mm-hmm. times. So we did Star Wars. We did the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. That ride
amazing
is
ride.
Unbelievable. We did Space Mountain because I love Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And
classic.
That ride's incredible. And then we did Pirates of the Caribbean mm-hmm. and Indiana Jones. And I think that might have been it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had like 3 corn dogs.
Corn dogs are so good, though.
So good.
They're so good.
There's something about them corn dogs.
They're just fresh and you can tell.
They're so, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for dinner.
Dinner tonight?
Yeah.
What are we going to have?
I don't know, but I'm just getting excited about it.
You're just getting excited for dinner?
Let's go get corn dogs.
Do you want to get corn dogs? Oh. Leave a comment below if we should have corn dogs for dinner tonight on Thursday.
We'll go back. Yeah. We'll go back.
No, yeah, it was, we really didn't spend a lot of time at Disney. I feel like at that point.
I mean, we've been there a few times. So it was like,
yeah,
let's just hit what makes us happy and get out of here.
Yeah. And we did do a lot of walking there, though, because we kind of like, because of the rides that we went on, it kind of took us to like mm-hmm. opposite ends of the park.
This kept happening to us, yeah. like at California Adventure and then at Disney. Ugh. It's kind of annoying. It's like, I understand it's easy to navigate. Like, you have the center mm-hmm. and then like your branches of different like lands or whatever.
Yeah.
But oh my God. Yeah. When you're trying to go from like one ride to the next, like in a different
yeah.
brand or whatever, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Get ready for a freaking trek.
No, yeah. But again, it was just so nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. I say that like I cared.
Yeah.
I was just like locked in, zoned out, eating a churro. Walking.
Definitely by the end of the day, though, I think we were both in a spot where like, okay, we're ready to get going and walk out of the park.
Because mm-hmm.
it was also like at that time when everyone was gathering on the street, mm-hmm. like on Main Street.
Yeah.
For the festivities and everything.
Parade or whatever.
The parade, the fireworks, all that stuff. And it was like, there's too many people. We gotta evacuate.
Mm-hmm.
And then California Adventure closes at 10, so we were like, let's just walk back to the hotel.
You know, we did see the fireworks a little bit. We were just leaving during them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we?
Which was nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were walking like through all those people and out while the fireworks were happening.
I don't remember seeing a single firework.
Okay.
That's so funny. No, it's crazy how close we were, though. It was fun. It was a good time. Definitely like my favorite Disney day I've ever done.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It was pretty special. It mm-hmm. was magical.
It was.
And now we're Disney adults.
And they're not even paying us to say this.
They're not. This is like free. This is free advertising.
I know, frick. I will say, if you go based off of our glowing recommendation, I've had also really annoying days at Disney. So
yeah. No, I think that's why like I was so surprised by the end of it, because literally not a single thing like went wrong
Mm-mm.
or was annoying.
Mm-mm.
We just like had a really awesome day the mm-hmm. whole day, because I'm always prepared like, yeah, for something to happen or, you know, for something to be annoying
mm-hmm.
or to be like by the end of the day, just be like cranky or mm-hmm. like stressed or like ready to go. But it was just like, it's just a super fun day all day.
Mm-hmm.
We download Tiny Tower.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyone out there remember Tiny Tower?
Tiny Tower. I used to play in high school and then Trevor brought it up. You downloaded it, right?
I downloaded it.
You were like, I got Tiny Tower today. And I was like, oh, frick. All the memories came rushing back. I downloaded it. And now it's been 2 weeks and my life is ruined.
Your life isn't ruined.
Well, it's not fun when you're such a sweat at the game and you're doing so much better than me.
I'm not a sweat.
You're a sweat.
I'm not a sweat. I'm literally just on. How am I a sweat? How do you sweat at Tiny Tower?
We've been playing for the same amount and you have 10 more floors than I do.
Well, that's because you spend your money on useless stuff.
That's not true.
You spend your money.
I also have been a little bit busy.
Yeah.
And you, the last week or two.
You've worked the last mm-hmm. couple days.
Yeah.
Which
was unfair. I tried to have my phone out. I tried to run ads.
Yeah.
And it just like, then I realized I had an ad running for like 30 minutes while my phone was face down. I was like, ugh, oh, whatever.
Yeah. No, Tiny Tower, we were just grinding it out in lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like even waiting in lines wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. I was never irritated while we were waiting in a line.
Also, Five had idea that you insisted on was bringing my Awala. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice. Like, actually such a hack to have that. You like hung it on your little like carabiner on your bag. And having that was so nice.
Yeah, having a water bottle that is like an insulated water bottle that you can just refill with cold water is definitely something that you want.
I love quality of life improvement for sure.
Yeah, we were hydrated all day, which definitely helped. We were hydrated and well fed all day, which is probably 80% of why it was just such an amazing day.
No, true, because I think a lot of the frustration from being at Disney, at least from what I can tell looking at the families, is like, you need food. You're upset, it's getting hot, and now you have to figure out what you're doing for lunch, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, and it's also like, with water bottles, it was nice to have it clipped to my bag, because when you get a water bottle there, it's hot out, so the water bottle's sweating and it gets warm so fast, and then you have to hold it in your hand.
And then you have to force yourself to drink the warm water.
And then I get so annoyed having a water bottle there. But yeah, just having this clipped on my bag and we could just unclip it whenever, it was, I don't know. This is so funny. This has just became a Disney advice podcast.
I was literally just thinking, I was like, if we were smart, we would have made this a video.
Yeah.
And then like, how to have the best day ever at Disney.
How to have the best day. Instead, we're just here. This is our post-sickness episode.
Or post-mort.
Our post-mort.
On Disney.
On Disney. We can talk VidCon too. I will say that going into this episode, yeah, I mean, you can probably hear the sickness in my voice.
Mm.
But I was going to like shave and like clean up my beard. But then I was like, I want people to know like how I feel. Because last week was just genuinely awful.
You went through a lot last week.
Last week was, it was, we both did. We both thought we were going to die.
Oh, you're talking about being sick.
Yeah, what did I, what were you thinking?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about like VidCon and coming up to VidCon. I think also that didn't set us up for success. We both were like very, very busy and like exhausted going into VidCon, which is already a thing that makes you really exhausted.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had the odds set up against us, and so it's no wonder I got sick. And then I'm sorry, like you wouldn't have been sick if I hadn't gotten sick, so that's my fault.
No, yeah, I had just like a very busy couple of work weeks leading up to VidCon, and then my parents came into town, and they booked this trip like they just booked it and were like, hey, we're coming into town, but it just happened to be like the 2 days,
the worst days
before VidCon.
Mm-hmm.
And so then like they're here, and my parents are the two most like chill people on earth, like they literally don't care. But then I was like feeling bad. I'm like, oh, I can't like spend a bunch of time with you, because I was also like working when they were here. And then but no, we went to a Dodger game and it was super fun, and I love them.
I love awesome. Your parents too.
They're great, and we're gonna see them soon. Go up.
Speaking of fairs,
we're going up to let's talk other amusement parks. I am taking you to the Idaho State Fair in August.
Yeah, which is fun.
I'm so excited, because we were driving like near where we live. We were driving and there was just this like kind of carnival like set up in a park.
Yeah, there's like mobile carnivals that are like super sketchy.
Yeah, it just had like, you know, like a handful of rides and games and stuff set up, and I was like, oh, like, that's cool. I was like, that reminds me of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I haven't been to the Idaho Fair in forever. It's been, I don't know, since I was in high school.
Yeah.
And it was, like, literally one of my favorite things to do every year. It was, like, the fair and then corn maze season. Like, those were the two, like, most awesome things to do every year. And so I was like, why don't we just go? We're adults with free will. Why don't we just go up to Idaho and go to the fair?
Yeah.
And my mom loves it too.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't like going outside. So, but he will.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom's like, she loves the fair too. Yeah. So I was like, Mom, we're going to come up for the fair. Yeah. She's all excited too.
No, that's so exciting. I think it's like probably really, I don't know, just like her little baby's coming home and you're going to the fair, you know?
Yeah.
So it's got to be pumped.
No, it's great. And I was trying to explain to Raven, like, I don't know, if you're out there and you've been to the Idaho Fair,
mm-hmm.
it's like a really awesome, like there's the whole, I mean, there's like the Boise Fairgrounds where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole like expo hall. So it's literally like a convention. It's like a convention hall where like people have booths set up.
Oh, indoors.
Indoors. Yeah. Okay. A whole expo hall where people have booths. And there's also like shops and booths set up outside around the fair. Like it's really, unless I'm doing that thing where I was a kid and everything seemed big,
mm-hmm.
but like, there's a lot there. Like it
pretty
is
robust.
It is a big fair. It is robust. Mm. But yeah, there's this whole like expo hall and people like, you know, it's not like gamers. So it's not like, you know,
mm-hmm.
anime video game stuff, but it's just like, it's like, oh, it's like art and it's, I don't know, people's
jewelry and
things like that. Exactly. There's like art contests and things. I don't know. People sell like seeds for stuff, plants, things like that. Yeah, and then, oh my god, when I was a kid, my brother and I got these mini marshmallow guns, which essentially was just PVC pipe, but you know, fashioned into a thing where you had a little gun shape and you would blow on this tube, stick a mini marshmallow in the front, and it would eject the marshmallow at speed.
Like a glorified straw.
Yes. A cough break. Oh, not too bad. Yeah, it was a glorified straw. But I remember I got so sad because like I was like playing with mine or something and then I like dropped it and it broke. It like snapped.
Mm.
And that was really sad for me as a kid. And that's the story. This is no happy ending.
I don't have any stories about fairs and stuff. It's like, that's not a thing in El Paso.
Yeah.
We have one really janky amusement park, if you even want to call it that. Next time we're in El Paso, I need to show you because it's actually embarrassing.
We have to go back to El Paso. That wasn't a one and done thing.
Oh my God. El Paso is not too bad.
I'm kidding. No, El Paso, it was great.
Our thing is called Western Playland.
Western Playland.
Yeah. And that's, I just awesome. Remember that because the last time we talked about it, I couldn't remember the name. But it's basically just like really, really small, not good rides.
Okay.
Really a waste of money and time. Unless they've made some like major renovations in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's pretty rough and boring. So that's what we had.
Yeah.
Never done a fair though.
It's going to be, you're going to love it. And I'm curious. I would imagine that over the years it's gotten better and I don't know, bigger.
Hopefully.
But there's a thing pretty legendary in Idaho and at the fair called Pronto Pups. Mm-hmm. And it's corn dogs.
Oh.
And it's the greatest corn dog I've ever had.
What?
Swear to God, greatest corn dog I've ever had in my life.
Pronto Even after Pup. The Disney ones?
Even after the Disney ones.
We spent so long
ones.
Talking about the Disney one.
I know. And the Disney ones are great. But Pronto Pups, they sell corn dogs and fresh squeezed lemonade. And that's the two things that they sell. And
one's like a hot dog on a stick.
Yeah. But it's goated and they slather them in mustard and oh my God, I'm not even a mustard guy.
Yeah.
But like they like paint it on. It's not like a squeeze. They like take a brush and they like paint mustard on it and it's perfect.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'll be the judge.
I'm pretty okay at fair games, but the one I'm goated at is the squirting the water in the center thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that I was really good at. And as a kid, I won that game and I won this stuffed animal. And it's like this dog.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen him, Carney.
Oh, that's him?
That's Carney.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I won this dog and I named him Carney because I won him at the fair.
Mm-hmm. And he's still at home.
And he's still at home. And I need to bring him. I meant to bring him, but I forgot.
Mm.
When we come back from the fair. But yeah, he's great. And his neck is all wrung out because as a kid I would like, you know, I'd hold him in my arm. And so like his like head, he got this big old head and his body and then his neck just has no fluff in it.
That's so cute.
Yeah. He's awesome. That's like the one, I don't know. You have your Hello Kitty, this stuffed animal that you'll like never get rid of.
Yes. I have a Hello Kitty from Korea when I was like 4. I did a modeling gig for Hello Kitty and then they gifted us these little plush toys. It's honestly sick and really high quality and way better than any Hello Kitty toy you've seen ever. So I keep it. I didn't love it like you loved Carney. I don't know. It's just like, it's cute that I've had it for so long and I love Hello Kitty, but
yeah,
it's not like I took her everywhere or anything.
It wasn't a childhood companion.
Yeah.
I slept with Carney every night. That's another reason his neck is like that, is because I would hold him by his neck like that while I slept.
That's so cute.
Yeah. It's like my, that's like the toy that I yeah.
You're literally a little baby.
I have that, and then I have my monkey, Patrick, that sits on my microphone. That he's there. Those are my two like childhood stuffed animals that, like, yeah, since I was a kid, I've just had forever. Then one day our children are gonna have them. Maybe, who knows, maybe I'll keep them for myself.
Yeah. And bury them with you.
Yeah.
One day.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. That makes me want to talk about just like growing up and like things like that, because something I feel like is maybe not a lesser experience thing, but something that isn't addressed in like TV anyways, is like not having a home to go back to. So not to kill the vibe, but like that's something that whenever I see people who have like a home that their parents have, or like on TV, it's like, oh, you come home from college and then you go to your house, or like when you're older, you go visit your parents and your room is exactly how you left it. Like that is something I don't have and like won't ever have.
Yeah.
Just because my mom like apartment living. And so when I left, she downsized her apartment. And then my dad, I just like didn't live there.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
No, yeah.
I'm not going to have like you have Carney at home, but it's like, if I wanted to keep anything, I'd have to bring him with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I there's definitely like a lot of stuff at my parents' house. I will say like going home to the home that you've been to. Definitely doesn't feel like, it's like I'm going home, but we were actually talking about this. Apparently the home that I grew up in as a child is on sale. It is on the market. And I really want my dad to buy it.
I want your dad to buy it.
I want him to buy it so bad.
I've never even been there and it just sounds like the happiest place.
It was, I just like wish, I mean, literally I've said this before, like when I drove you by it, like I wish I could show you inside, because that was, it was my home. That's where I spent like all of my most formative years was inside that house. And I know that the stories that those walls hold, the memories that would come rushing back. I remember one time, the garage door, I remember going, I was upstairs in my room playing video games, and I ran down to the garage because I wanted to get a, we had a like a fridge in the garage that had sodas, and I wanted to get a soda, and I was playing video games with my brother, but we were on like our computers, and so my brother was in the office downstairs, and so I'm gonna call with him and then like a couple of my friends, I think we're playing like League or something, and I say like, okay, I'm gonna run down to the garage and grab a drink really quick, I'll be right back. So I go down, and our garage door is like in the laundry room. So I like run down the stairs and I go, and he's waiting in the laundry room. He scares me. And I jumped so bad and fell and just like hit my head on the washer.
Oh my God.
Like I was so scared. It was so bad.
That's so funny.
Because he heard me say I was going to go down there, and I'm like running full speed because I want to get down there fast. And it was, he got me so good, like one of the worst times, everyone's scared, but just like countless stories like that, that I'm sure would come flooding back.
Yeah. Well, maybe when we're up there for the fair, maybe it won't be sold yet. Fingers crossed.
Maybe.
And then maybe we'll inquire.
Yeah.
We'll be like, hey, we're looking to buy a house and see if we can get a tour or something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe there's an open house or something going on. Well, it's funny because my parents have been wanting, they've been wanting to get like change where they're living. They've been wanting to move. Because the house that they're in now is really cute, but it's just small and not good for hosting like family events. There's not like a lot of space to hang out. So I'm like, dude, we did like every holiday in that house. Like it had a ton of space. It was awesome. Like, and it's got a huge backyard with our basketball hoop, fire pit. I'm like, it's perfect. It's what you want. It's what you need. There's a really nice Indian family that lived there after us. Yeah. And I don't know where they went, but yeah, it's back on the market now. They did take down the willow tree that was in the front yard.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Which is really sad because I climbed that tree so many times. I was a little rascal. I was a little hooligan when I was a kid. It's crazy to think about how much I was touching grass.
It's awesome.
This has just become a nostalgia episode.
I know. What? I'm going to start crying. No.
It's like being a kid, though, like growing up in Idaho is so funny because, like, I don't know. I'm glad that I grew up in the years that I did where, like, I had technology in a way that was really fun.
But not invasive.
But not, like, invasive. Yeah, I didn't have a phone and I wasn't, like, scrolling on Twitter or Instagram as a kid. But I had, like, video games. And I had, like, a computer that I could play games on.
Yeah.
But then, like, I really did. I was just always outside running around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Like, climbing a tree, climbing out of a tree, climbing back in a tree. I don't know. Climbing on the roof. I love to climb things.
I feel like this experience, the being outside experience, is obviously like reserved for like elder Gen Z or older.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like after us, it kind of tapered off.
Yeah.
But also regional because my dad was in the military, so I lived in Missouri before we moved to El Paso. So this is like from when I was like six-ish. And I grew up outside too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a computer in my room, but everyone was outside. And I remember moving to El Paso. I was like, this is really weird. Like, there's no kids outside.
Yeah.
Like, it was very, very, it was like a big change. Because in Missouri, it's like you have grass and we lived in a cul-de-sac. And I don't know, maybe it was living on base or something, like something about the kids being there.
Yeah.
But like, no kids played outside in El Paso. It was very weird. Maybe it's just because it's hot and like the front yards don't have grass. It's like rocks. I don't know. But definitely it varies from place to place, I think.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. I mean, I grew up, there were a large Mormon population in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
But the neighborhood that I lived in was right across the street from a Mormon church. A lot of Mormons in our neighborhood, so lots of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was just, everyone was always, kids were just always out in the driveway, in the front yard, like, doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy to think that I would just, like, get up, like, on a day in the summer or something, and just, like, walk to the garage and open it and get on my bike, and then just be like, who knows what I'm going to do? I'm just going to ride my bike around.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
See who you run into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd just be out and about, and, like, you know. You had like your neighborhood friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Andrew and Michael, my goats. I just ride over to their house and knock on their door.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'd be there. And sometimes our mom would be like, no, they're not here. And I'd be like, all right, thank you. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, you know, if they were there, it's like, oh, let's go to the park and do something. Let's ride our bikes. Or it's like, you want to come back to my house and play like Call of Duty?
Mm-hmm.
And then they just come over. It's just like so. It was so free. I felt so free to just be able to walk out. I think it's also like having that, like, I don't know, being in like a neighborhood and like because I mean, in LA, it's like, I never want to walk outside because it's just.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. It's just not fun to walk around outside.
Mm-mm.
But I feel like even like, I don't know. I'd like to believe that if I were like an adult now and if. You know, if you and I and the boys, Osito and Napkin, were living in that house, like, it'd be fun to just, like, get up and, like, put the boys on a leash and take them for a walk.
Yeah. Like, for sure.
Just, like, go out, like.
You'd totally be, like, the kind of neighbor who's just like, hey, how's it going?
Hey.
To every single person.
How are we doing? I'd be that white guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just, like, grilling up. Barbecues.
Are we domesticated?
I think it's something that we long for, especially because of where we live.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that it's something that we both like miss because it's just not available.
Mm-hmm.
And that vibe and that aura isn't here. It's like not even just that it's not physically available.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just nostalgic for that feeling of like a you know. A beautiful summer day in the neighborhood, you know, that I grew up in, going down to the park on my bike and swinging on the swings or some junk.
Dude, there's someone listening to this podcast who's like, these guys are depressed. They're living a dream. And they're like, oh my God, these people are unwell. And you're right.
No, it is. It's like, you know, the grass is always greener. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I do love like living in LA, and there's a lot of really amazing things about living here. And
is there?
I don't know. I live an hour and a half from Disney.
Yeah, there's so good.
There's stuff going on. There's the beach.
Yeah.
Which we never go to. Mm-hmm. There's.
Yeah, maybe we need to figure out how to make the best of our situation. It's tough because you and I just don't like to go outside. We say this all the time, but it's I don't know.
It does feel like more of an ordeal to go outside, though.
True.
Like, we can't really walk anywhere from where we are. Mm-mm. Like, if we wanted to do something with the boys, like, we'd have to put them in the car and drive somewhere. Mm-hmm. Driving anywhere here that we, like, we never drive for less than 15 minutes somewhere.
Yeah, no.
And in Idaho, like, it's very rare, if we're back in Boise, that I'm driving like more than 15 to 20 minutes somewhere. Uh-huh. Like everything is like 7 minutes away or within walking distance.
Yeah, no, it's crazy how small that town feels.
Yeah. Like I think that it just takes a lot of effort to go outside in LA. Mm-hmm. You got to plan. But I don't know. We've been all over the place this episode.
Not really.
We've
talked about the perks of being an adult. And the sads of being an adult. The cons.
No, it's been nice, though. It's been nice. It's honestly, though, you haven't been to Idaho in the summer. Mm-hmm. You've only been back for Christmas twice. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get to experience summer in Idaho. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to get it. I think that I'm excited for you too.
I'm going to get the hype.
You're going to get the hype. And my dad's he's into smoking meat. Mm-hmm. He got a really nice meat smoker.
Yeah, that's big.
And so he's been telling us about all the meat he's been smoking. Mm-hmm. So when we're back, you're gonna get a nice like barbecue experience.
Yeah, oh my God. I haven't had talking about nostalgia, like I feel like I haven't had a good barbecue, this is funny, since like Missouri.
Wow.
Like, I don't know, something about it was very much the situation you're talking about in Missouri. My dad would like go invite all his friends, we'd put tables outside and like he'd be grilling and like I'd be running around playing with my friends. Mm-hmm. And like it was just such a vivid memory of like being outside and like the hot, moist, and like going inside to like the cold kitchen and getting a drink and like that feeling, like I just haven't had that in so long. And then when we moved to El Paso, things just like changed. Mm-hmm. Because my parents split up, and like living in El Paso, like where it's all desert and our backyard was dirt for so long. Mm. And like grilling. And then eventually my dad got remarried. So it's like, then there were strangers.
Yeah.
I was like, who are you people? Because it was just like me and my sister and then like this whole other family. So that's a very different experience.
Yeah.
And so doing something like that, the idea of like your dad grilling or smoking or whatever, and like we'll get to make sides.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. Sides.
Maybe I'll plan it. Maybe I'll go all out.
Yeah.
There's a little park just down the street from my parents' house. And just down the street from my dad's cigar lounge. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll put something together and be like, hey, what if we like smoke the meat at the house? Mm-hmm. There's not like a lot of like outside like sitting area. Mm. Maybe I'll be like, hey.
There is sitting area. We just need some chairs out there.
Maybe I'll get a whole shindig together. Maybe I'll throw a big party.
Yeah.
Take some tables down to the park and then we can just like kind of cart the meat down there once it's done in a big tray.
Get
some frisbees. Maybe, oh my God, maybe I'll ask my friend for her volleyball net. Set up a little volleyball net at the park. Uh-huh. This is all coming together.
Yeah. Putting and we get like, oh my God, like a brinca, like a
white
like a not a hot air balloon, the jumpy one, a
bouncy
castle, sorry. Yes, can we'll get one of those,
dude. A bouncy castle,
yeah, maybe like one of the like racing ones. You would mess with that. It's so heavy.
Oh my God. Yeah. One of the course, like obstacle course ones. Yeah. Dude, just for me. I just am like timing myself. Nobody else is using it.
Just you and napkin.
leave some comments down below on what things I should add to this party.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming together in my head. Because that would be fun. That's like what I miss. I miss like a big like cookout party.
We need a freezer with like ice cream pops.
Oh yeah. And I'm gonna get a big old I know my dad's we got some coolers. We're gonna have some stuff. Dude. Oh my God, I'm pumped already.
Yeah.
We're gonna get on planning that. And you're gonna help listeners. You gotta offer up some suggestions. Because what else are you here for?
Maybe we'll do like we should do an Instagram story where it's like plan our outing and then it's like, should we? And then it's like a freezer and it's like, what should we have in the freezer? And it's like ice cream pops or like sticks of butter.
Yes,
and they can like actually they can make it better or worse.
Then everyone's gonna vote sticks of butter because they're all haters.
But you like butter, so it's fine.
I would not eat a stick of butter though. Oh man. Well, everyone, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for following along with us on our little adventure here.
Mm-hmm. Our adventure of life.
Our adventure of life. Just talking about things that make us happy and things that I don't know. We were a little all over the place, but not too bad.
I fear that this podcast is getting like very emotional. I don't want to always be sad.
Are you sad right now?
Well,
I feel
we're pretty
happy.
Like reflective. We reflect a lot, and I don't know.
You don't want to reflect.
I don't want everyone. Well, maybe people like it. Who knows?
I like being reflective.
Okay,
I do. There's a Ben Rector song called "Thank God for the Summertime."
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you it. It's like it's the song feels like what a summer night in Idaho feels like.
Oh.
Summer day, summer. Anyway, I don't know what I'm rambling.
That's
now.
The song that Trevor wants you to listen to, and Raven wants you to listen to Game Boy by Cat's Eye.
Game Boy by Cat's Eye. Great song. Two great songs. Very similar vibes on both of them. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thank you to all the members, of course, obviously. We will be back on track here with our posting and recording.
Everything's getting sorted.
Yeah, everything's getting sorted. We're chilling now. I'm getting over this cough and I'm far less busy now. So
yes.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging with us, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.